Explain the way good morning.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
Good morning.
From the pink offices of the Wendy Show, Wendy Williams this morning and Hot Topics.
And big week for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have
so I guess you got Arsenio on, huh?
Yeah, well,
He won. You called
him. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Arsenio was here last week and with Clay. Was he here last week? Yeah, he was here last week with Clay.
Yeah.
On Friday. And I wasn't sure exactly which one was going to win, but after they left, I said, okay, I think Clay's going to win. But no, I didn't call Arsenio. I'm surprised. I'm as surprised as you.
Oh, you didn't call us? I thought you called Arsenio.
No, I called Aubrey
she said
O'Day.
She wanted him to win because he hadn't
what
won.
What was your take on her when she came to your show?
You know, she's a nice girl, but she, unfortunately, when she was smarter than I thought she was, because all you think of is, you know, pop star. Mm-hmm. I thought she was crafty enough to be on The Apprentice and last that long without raising major money. Because, you know, part of being on that show is being able to have rich people in your cell phone. She was very cocky. And but she's likable to me because I only see her when she comes here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what it was like when she had Make It in the Band and all that other kind of stuff, or what it would be like being her teammate. but she was okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You have your 500th show this week. You're celebrating 500.
500.
Good for you.
Doesn't seem like it's been that many, but I guess five days a week adds up.
I know. Yeah. Well, you know, it's been over the course of, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
We're almost finished with our third season. So it's going to be a black tie affair. All the audience is coming in, you know, their black tie.
Nice.
It's been a struggle for you. It wasn't, you just didn't pop on the TV scene 3 years ago. You tried and tried and tried over and over again over how long?
Yeah. Well, I did my first television pilot back in like 1992 or 1993. And so, you know, projects were passed over. People passed over me. And, you know, there was one point where I wanted to be on TV and have a talk show so badly that I would have been any way you want me to. Loafers, khakis that zip on the side. You know, okay, I'll wear my natural hair. Okay, I'll wear a shorter wig. Okay. I'm so glad none of those projects turned out because, you know, finally, you know, this is a project where I can be my authentic self.
I saw this interview that you did, Make Under, where you take the makeup off.
Oh, yeah. Look at you all over the internet. That just came out on Friday. Go, Tom.
Yeah. And you know, talk show hosts have done this over and over again, and I never really liked the fact that Oprah wants you to see what she looks like without makeup, or Tyra Banks wants you to see what she looks like without makeup. But after seeing that of you, I'm glad you did it because you look probably better without the makeup, in my opinion, Wendy. And I'm not just hyping you up.
No, you know what? It's probably I know hands down the biggest comment that I get from people whenever I see them out in public. And when I say public, I'm talking the grocery store. Like, they're like, oh my gosh, you look so much better in person. And then they back up and they start backpedaling. And I'm like, no. It's okay. They're like, it's not that you look bad on TV. It's just that everything, first of all, you're so much smaller. Now, I'm not a small woman, but you know, TV does add the weight.
Oh, yeah.
And second of all, there are some people who don't look as good in a lot of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And through the years, I've discovered that I'm one of those people.
When you were in radio, did you always dress up to go on the air?
No, you know, I mean, I would add my savoir faire, but
especially you know, when you were in the Virgin Islands, I know you didn't dress up to go.
No. I mean, you know, leggings, Uggs, but always, you know, a bit of makeup and, you know, a good wig or earrings or something, because you never know. I mean, radio is a very glamorous career and it's very spontaneous in that you're on for 4 hours and you could get a telephone call and all of a sudden have to, you know, go to the Pierre Hotel for drinks with so-and-so afterwards.
So, I'll go to George Lucas' Skywalker Ranch today like we are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Real cool.
So, what are you wearing? Are you going to wear leggings and Uggs?
mean, he's put his good wig on. So.
good, Tom. Good. But no, you know, it's been a work in progress. And, And yeah, that make under was really nice. I forgot what website. I have to find out today.
It was beautiful.
It was.
Really,
it was. It was. It was really nice. So who you got coming on this week?
Well, today on the show, we've got a big one. Teresa Giudice. She was supposed to be here, you know, from Housewives of Jersey. She was supposed to be here last week, but we decided to change Teresa to a show, to a show where we can really just have two nice conversations with her and break it down. She's on the cover of every tabloid this week. So we'll talk to Teresa. Robin Thicke is stopping by. You know, he's got that new show, Duet.
Yeah,
Duets, you know, the singing competition show.
We had Lisa Ray on last hour. You got Lisa Ray on your show next
tomorrow. It's going to be tomorrow's show is going to be on fire. It's going to be Lisa Ray. It's also going
to
be Nene.
I didn't get a chance to ask her about the Jet Magazine article.
Lisa Ray and Nene?
Yeah, both.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to ask Lisa Ray about the Jet Magazine article. I'll leave that for you.
That Jet Magazine article is sick.
Yeah.
Like, she has no filter.
None.
And I love that in my couch guest.
Oh, of course. Of course.
So, a wig a day in May continues, you guys. I'm going to wear the Wendy Rinna today. Wendy Rinna. I can't go just like Lisa Rinna, but I can do my damnedest. And something black because I ate a lot over the weekend and it's raining here in New York. Thank you, guys.
Love you, Wendy.
Congratulations, Wendy.
You too.
Talk to you next Monday. Every Monday on the TJMS. Wendy Williams and Hot Topics.